B'tachan Falayv Shir 1251, Sunday, Parshas Kairach. Today's Shir is generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Yeshua. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them a Yeshua B'kairav in everything that they need. We are trying to understand the Ramchal, how tikva enhances our tefillah. And we are analyzing an interesting phenomenon, that we see more secularism in our days than in previous generations. There's much less religion in the open. Goyim are much less religious. And technically it makes us much more comfortable. We don't see the Avodah Zarah, we don't see the other religion, we don't have to tell ourselves, no, this is the other religion, this is not us. We can live much more normal, so to speak, without the open demonstration of other religions. But there's a point here that we're missing. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, in the beginning in Chelek Aleph, Ois Lamed Vav, has a very interesting discussion regarding what's worse, an Oivid Avodah Zarah or an atheist. Someone that serves Avodah Zarah, or someone that doesn't believe in the Rabbeinu Shlalom or has a distorted view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says atheism is worse. Meaning any individual, a Yid or a Goy, is worse off being an atheist than Rachmana Litzlan doing the Yisr of Avodah Zarah. Even though Avodah Zarah, a person's Chayiv Misa for, it's one of the most serious Averis that a person can do. But an atheist is worse. A person that's missing in the Ikrei Amuna, that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, and he shuts HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the world, which is what's going on around in the world today, is much, much worse than what was originally when they believed in Avodah Zarah. Now, we could debate every religion. Is there a form of atheism that goes on? It's irrelevant, the details of every specific religion. There's a point that the Rambam's making. A person that disconnects himself from any form of creator, from any higher calling, is basically disconnecting the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And that's much, much worse than an Eved Avodah Zarah. A person serves Avodah Zarah, believes in a higher force, and he makes some sort of mistake how the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. But a person that shuts the Rabbeinu Shalom out is much, much, much worse. He has no shaychus, he has no connection to spirituality at all. And that is far worse for a human being than a human being that makes a mistake, or even if he does it on purpose, but as he has a misguided view of how the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. So if we look at it objectively, is the world better being more secular or being more religious? Maybe it's easier for us. Maybe it's more comfortable for us to be a Yid in a world that's less religious. But really, from the world's perspective, it's far worse a secular world than a religious world, whatever religion it is. And the truth is, it goes even further than that. It also impacts us. And we will, Be'ezra Hashem, continue this discussion.